Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're back with us here on Studio Classroom. We're finishing up this month's book review.
That's right, friends. Are you surrounded by idiots? People who are stupid and don't know what you're talking about?
Hopefully not. If you are thinking that, though, maybe you're wrong. Maybe those people aren't idiots, they just think a little differently than you do.
We learned yesterday that actually there are four different communication styles according to the author of this book, and they have been given different colors.
Yes, based on those different colors, they have different ways of interacting with one another. By understanding these different personal types more, we can have better interactions with the people around us.
Today, we're going to look at how to apply what we learned into our daily interactions. Are you ready to get into it, friends? Let's get started with our first reading for the day.
Surrounded by idiots. The second half of Surrounded by Idiots shows how to apply these ideas. Erickson suggests changes people can make, many of which are essential for clearer communication. For example, reds may need to slow down and give others more space. Yellows may need to focus on details. Greens could practice speaking up. Blues may need to share their thoughts without overanalyzing everything. These adjustments make conversations more constructive.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 一起来看名词, adjustment, 意思是适应,调整, 譬如, The process of adjustment to a new culture can be long and frustrating. 适应新文化的过程可能漫长且令人沮丧。相关的形容词是 adjustable, 意思是可调整的。譬如, The backpack's adjustable straps made it comfortable for people of all sizes to wear. 这款背包的可调式背带让不同体型的人背起来都很舒适。 另一个相关的名词是 adjustability, 意思是可调整性。 譬如, The adjustability of the thermostat ensures that the office is always at a comfortable temperature. 恒温器的可调整性 确保办公室始终维持舒适的温度。
Based on our article, it seems like most of yesterday's lesson was focused on the first half of this book. Now let's get into the second half.
Sounds like a good idea to me, Garrett. Let's read together, friends. The second half of Surrounded by Idiots shows how to apply these ideas. Erickson suggests changes people can make, many of which are essential for clearer communication.
Which, of course, is the goal we all have whenever we work in an organization or even a group project with classmates. We want clear communication. We see, for example, reds may need to slow down and give others more space.
Remember, friends, reds are the group that tends to lean toward action and getting things done. And here we see that yellows, which are more creative and energetic, may need to focus on details.
Focus on details. When you focus on something, you give it your full attention.
Here's an example. Focus on your studies for now. You can clean the house later.
Okay, so they may need to focus on details, and even though they would rather be dreaming up new ideas.
All right, let's see some other examples here. Greens could practice speaking up. Speaking up is something that we've looked at before, friends. This is saying what you think bravely.
For example, speaking up can solve issues sometimes. If you don't speak up, no one knows what's going on.
We see one more color example here, friends. Blues may need to share their thoughts without overanalyzing everything. We looked at the idea of analyzing yesterday. Let's review it right now.
All right, so blues do like to analyze. When you're analyzing something, you examine it carefully. You try and maybe learn a lot about it.
Here's an example. She is analyzing the data. So she's looking at the data very closely to see what she can learn.
Okay, so they may not need to overanalyze everything. And now these adjustments make conversations more constructive.
This sounds like some great advice. We want our conversations to be constructive. Constructive means helpful and aimed at improving.
For example, it is always nice when a teacher gives you constructive feedback and doesn't just say, that was good or that was bad.
When we communicate, especially at school or work, we want those communications and conversations to be constructive. There's often a goal we need to accomplish, so if we're able to communicate clearly, then that's what we should be trying to do.
I would agree. And I think the interesting thing from this section that I'm taking is a lot of the personality traits of these four different colors are not bad things at all. They're very good qualities, but in order to interact with different kinds of people, you may need to change a little bit.
I think it's always good advice to remember it's better for you to change a little bit than to expect everyone to adjust to fit you. That's how you can show humility and how you can get along better with others.
Well, friends, we want to learn more. Let's go to our next reading.
Surrounded by idiots. Erickson also offers strategies for reducing conflict. One suggestion is to observe how people speak and move. A fast-talking coworker with bold opinions may be a red, while a quiet listener who avoids arguments may be a green. When people recognize these patterns, they can modify their approach, so it is compatible with others. Instead of reacting in an abrupt or emotional way, they can respond with understanding.
Compatible 意思是相容的、相合的。譬如, It's important to ensure the blood types are compatible before giving a transfusion. 在书写前务必确认血型是相容的。Compatible 的反义词呢是加上前缀in 变成incompatible, 意思是不相容的、不合的。譬如, Once they realized their values were incompatible, they agreed to part ways. 他们意识到彼此的价值观不合后，便同意分道扬镳。Compatible的相关名词是 compatibility， 意思是相容性、适配性。譬如 ，I wasn't sure about the compatibility of my computer and this printer， but luckily it doesn't seem to be a problem。 我原本不确定这台电脑与这台印表机的相容性，不过幸好看起来没问题。
So friends, we want to improve our communication and make it constructive. Let's talk about more ways we can improve this.
We can improve it by avoiding conflict. That's what we're going to talk about here in this next section. Erickson also offers strategies for reducing conflict. One suggestion is to observe how people speak and move.
Okay, so maybe not just thinking about the next thing you want to say or your ideas, but pay attention to others.
Okay, so here's an example. A fast-talking coworker with bold opinions may be a red. A fast-talking coworker. Fast-talking just means to speak very quickly.
For example, the fast-talking salesman sold the car to the man.
We also see reds described as bold here. What does that mean?
Well, bold means that someone is brave. They are not shy, especially not shy to share their opinions.
Exactly. Here's another example. She made a bold decision. This is a very brave decision.
Okay, so this is a red. While a quiet listener who avoids arguments may be a green.
People who are green seem to like to keep the peace. They are very calm, and maybe if they disagree, you won't know it.
Yeah, they don't want that conflict. So what do we read next? When people recognize these patterns, they can modify their approach so it is compatible with others.
Modify their approach. To modify means to change or adjust something.
For example, you can modify the recipe if needed based on your taste.
You might have a certain way that you approach problems or communication in your place of work. It might be necessary to modify that approach so that you can get along better with others. You may need to adjust something or change it to help your communication.
We have one more sentence in this section. Instead of reacting in an abrupt or emotional way, they respond with understanding.
Abrupt is a great term for us to look at, friends. Abrupt means sudden and unexpected.
For example, his abrupt goodbye surprised us. That word abrupt is often used in a negative way, I feel.
Yeah, you can see that in this sentence. If you react in an abrupt or emotional way, you're probably responding in a way that people aren't expecting. And usually, if you're responding immediately in an emotional way, that's seen as something that's negative as well.
This leads my mind back to things we've been talking about all month. Remember, friends, it's important to read the room or know what's going on around you with the people around you. If you say something abrupt, it's because you're not really sure or you're not aware of what's going on.
Exactly. And as this sentence says here, if you are more aware of what's going on, you can respond with understanding. This really requires focusing on others rather than yourself.
Yes. And of course, in this section, we're not saying that you just say yes to everything just to avoid conflict. Sometimes it's important to speak your mind, but just be aware of the people around you.
Yeah, conflict isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it's necessary to get something done or learn how to communicate better. We are not done talking about this topic just yet, friends, but for now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Slow down. Picture this. You're racing through a video game level. Buttons flying, heart pounding, trying to beat the boss before time runs out. Then your little sister yells, "Slow down, you're going too fast and missing all the coins." You pause. Take a breath, and suddenly you see everything clearer. Taking a break when you're too busy or in a hurry, that's slow down, saving the day. Slow down means to reduce speed, either literally, like walking or driving, or figuratively, to relax, take it easy, or stop rushing. It's a friendly reminder that sometimes slower is smarter and kinder to ourselves. For example, the teacher told us to slow down when reading the story so we could understand every word. Or, after a busy week, I decided to slow down and spend the whole Sunday reading comics. here are three more slow phrases. Slow and steady wins the race comes from the famous tortoise and hare story. It means doing things carefully and patiently is often better than rushing. For example, don't try to finish the whole project in one night. Slow and steady wins the race. Go slow is a simple way to ask someone to take their time. For example, the new recipe said go slow when adding the flour so it doesn't clump. Slow motion describes something happening much more slowly than normal, often for dramatic effect. For example, in the funny video, the cat jumped in slow motion and landed perfectly on the couch. I once tried to eat a giant ice cream super fast. My head really hurt. Now I always slow down and enjoy every lick. Life's tastier that way. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Surrounded by idiots. The book's key message is simple. Communication improves when people stop assuming others are wrong and start seeing differences as strengths. By accepting each style, teams become more balanced and friendships become more supportive. Erickson hopes readers will use this framework to create healthier relationships and work environments. With practice, anyone can become more flexible, more patient, and less frustrated by those around them.
Framework 意思是规则、观念的框架或体系。 比如, this educational philosophy provides a useful framework for designing curriculum and implementing lesson plans. 这套教育理念为课程设计与教案执行提供了一个实用的架构。 Framework 也指建筑物等的架构或框架。来看例句。 The house was built on a framework of treated wood. 这栋房子是以经过处理的木材作为架构搭建而成的。片语 frame of mind 意思呢是心境或是心理状态。例如 I'm sorry I was so rude to you yesterday. I was not in a good frame of mind at the time. 我很抱歉昨天对你那么无礼，我当时心情不好。 And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you soon.
We have had many helpful and interesting ideas in these 2 days of our book review lesson. Now, let's put them all together.
All right, we're talking here about the key message, the key theme from this book. The book's key message is simple. Communication improves when people stop assuming others are wrong and start seeing differences as strengths.
Right. Don't assume people are wrong. Don't assume people are idiots. By accepting each style, teams become more balanced and friendships become more supportive.
Both of these are good things. Let's talk about them, friends. First, we see this word balanced. Balanced means fair and even on both sides.
For example, it's important to keep a balanced diet. In that case, you're balanced between lots of different nutrients.
Okay, so teams become more balanced and friendships become more supportive. What does this word supportive mean?
Well, if someone is supportive, they're helpful and encouraging. They're trying to help you out and not tear you down.
Your family might be very supportive. They help you and encourage you when you need it.
All right, so this is very interesting. When we can figure out how other people communicate around us, we're able to balance each other out much better.
That's right. Let's keep reading. Erickson hopes readers will use this framework to create healthier relationships and work environments. That is the point here, to have this be a healthy environment no matter what someone's communication style is.
And we're saying with practice, anyone can become more flexible, more patient, and less frustrated by those around them.
Do you think that you are a flexible person, friends? If you're flexible, it means that you're able to change easily.
For example, make sure to be flexible with your plans. We'll never know what's going to come up.
I think flexibility in the workplace or in a school setting is really important. It means that you don't always have to do things exactly your way. You're able to work well with others and go with the flow.
Yeah, Amory, I think this is something I really used to struggle with, and it's something I've improved in over the years, learning that there are many ways to solve the same problem.
I am the exact same way. This takes practice, and it takes time to learn this as well, friends. And that's the point of this book, is these are some tools that can help you learn to get along better with others and be more flexible in your communications.
Yeah, I really love the idea we had in this last section that teams can be more balanced. You don't want to work on a work team with all people that think exactly the same way necessarily. Getting different kinds of strengths in there and working together can be a great thing.
Can you imagine if you had a team full of yellows and everyone was just super excited and energetic and creative all the time? Who would analyze the data?
And when would anything get done? Well, friends, it is great that we can work together. We'll talk about this a bit more. First, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 instead of 这个片语的用法，意思是而不是。Of 是介系词，所以后面的动词必须是动名词形式。如果使用 rather than，后面可以接动名词或原形动词，两者的意思虽然相同，但是侧重点不同，用法也不同。Instead of 强调取代或是代替，而 rather than 强调偏好，是 A 而非 B。来看例句 ：Instead of watching TV all evening, they went for a long walk in the park. 他们整晚没有看电视，而是去公园散步了很久。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of this article, and you know what that means. It's time for today's Talk About It question. Here we go. According to the article, why do people often clash in the workplace or in relationships?
Well, friends, try and answer that question yourself along with us. I think the answer goes back to our main points from this book. People clash because they have different behaviors or ways of thinking about their work.
That's right, and these ways of thinking aren't good or bad or better than any others, they're just all different. And because people communicate in different ways, that can cause misunderstandings.
And there's an interesting thing in just our Talk About It question there. It would be easy to think of this as just a workplace team thing, but even in our personal relationships, these conflicts come up too.
That's a really great point, Garrett.
Yeah. So try and use the ideas from this book. Try and figure out how they can apply to your own life, friends. And of course, talk about it in English.
Talk about it in English. Get your magazine out and make sure to review all of those word bank words that we talked about today and try to use them in your own sentences in daily life. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.